This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are Insect Swarms.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This was just this past Friday for people who listened to the episodes in a row. It's been like a month since we talked about insect. So, Gary, I don't want to cover a lot of the same ground.
I don't remember any of the ground that we covered.
Just that this is very effective horror. Insects are upsetting, and it would stand to reason that a lot of them would be upsetting, but most of this is logistics.
Yeah, this is pretty boring.
Yeah.
And this is a boring month for the show. Yeah, so just come back in a month, because we're trying to make lemonade out of turnips. Yeah, it's that Simpsons. So this is just and there's only two swarms.
Yeah.
This is so weird. Like, why the entire entry for, like, insect entry, full of fantastical beasts, like weird, weird insects that maybe are not real. And then just one paragraph about the coolest thing about them.
Mm-hmm.
Insect swarm, you get velvet ants and grasshoppers and locusts. Like, locusts don't even get their own entry.
No. Locusts are effectively just like the grasshoppers.
Super grasshoppers.
Yeah.
They're slightly stronger, better grasshoppers.
Yeah. And like, they're all endorsed and sent by God and shit.
Yeah, they're plague. You get a plague of them.
Yeah,
if you have a plague of something,
mm-hmm.
you know, then it's pretty good.
Is it possible that there is an entry for plague that we just haven't seen? Did the pages stick together?
Well, my entry for plague is definitely stuck together.
Okay,
I've been jerking it to plagues.
Jerking it so right.
Crying to famines.
That's right. I'll tell you where to put that lamb's blood.
Laughing at war. No. The four horsemen of the apocalypse. I want them all.
Oh God. Darksiders took a weird turn.
Darksiders. It's like a commie for boys.
Oh God.
Yeah. So let's talk about these shits. So velvet ants.
Yeah. Ants.
Like, cool, I'm lost. Like, why isn't this the last thing we're talking about today instead of the first one?
No, we're gonna pick up steam, don't worry.
I know.
Apparently velvet ants are a thing. They're just fuzzy little ants. They're like ants, but they've got they've got bumblebee butts.
Yeah, they're plump.
Yeah,
like this is probably one of the cuter entries in the monster manual, except that they eat everything in their path, and if you happen to be in their path, you can get hurt and then spend literally forever like dispersing 1 to 20 of them. So there are upwards of 100,000 of them. It's 1 to 100 times 1,000. That's how many of these that you're gonna get. Let's just go ahead and say there are 50,000.
Yes.
Of them. You disperse these 1 to 20 at a time. Get fucked.
I mean, at that point, it's a weather hazard.
Each point of damage. So this is another math,
right?
Like a story problem entry, but like still. If you're not doing a lot of damage, you are doing very, very few of these things.
I'm not sure who needs to get fucked. Is it the people who wrote this entry, or is it the DM who would treat who would treat this as anything but a weather hazard?
Like, a weather hazard, or like a thing that happens to, like a plot device.
Right, right.
You know, like you killed all the carrion crawlers, and now there's a bunch of velvet ants that steal all the crops in the village.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Yeah. It is this should never have been systematized.
No.
Yeah. This should be a power of a Rakshaka. Like, a Rakshaka should be able to, like, flick his velvet claws and summon a carpet of these beautiful boys. They don't have anything else to add. I'm just saying, that's how the world should be, man.
Yeah, no, I agree. Gary, I'm going to admit, I don't know what a Rakshaka is.
Oh, they come later. They're like tiger sheiks.
Oh, okay. Huh.
They're another... It's in like the kind of, it's an evil version. There's like a category that's going to get solidified during this session, and I don't want to burn too much gas on it, of like the just like lawful good wandering celestial creature.
Mm-hmm.
Tend to be based on like Eastern mythology.
Oh, of course.
And they're real bland in this book. Like, they suck, you know, like the Kotal, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rakshakas are like kind of evil versions of that.
Coatls are awesome. Say the Coatls.
Exactly. We're gonna get two of those this fucking entry. But one of them is cool.
Yeah.
They're like evil version of that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, velvet ants. I'm just happy that Mel Torme was able to get his family some work.
nobody knows what you're talking about, Corn. That's such a fucking old man joke. Literally nobody understood that. Like people, the generation that would know that secondhand through Harry Anderson from Night Court are already dead. Like, let alone the people would know it firsthand. Like, that joke is two generations old.
Yep. It's vintage. I pulled it out of a velvet case. Oh, see what I did, Gary?
Yeah, it's beyond vintage. Like, vintage, like, this is like an old beat up, like, religious record that you find at a thrift store that you call vintage because it's old.
Yeah, it's a this is the dime store just to close your walk with the which takes us to the locust. Gary, I worked on a golf course the year our locust breed came out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it sucked.
Yeah, locusts aren't great.
No.
Yeah, I don't like locusts or really grasshoppers. Like people like grasshoppers somehow. I think it's because of that Jiminy Cricket. You know, if like a grasshopper, like when they like die, like fly at your face sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Like you're just a little kid running through a field and then just all of a sudden they launch with velocity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you ever like smack one out of the air, it's like a wet softball. Like they have too much mass to them.
Yeah.
Like there's a reason why, you know, people start eating these shits because they're like meaty, like
they're like Slim Jims that have, that have self-preservation built in.
The sentient chicken nugget.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.